Knock, knock. Who's there? KGNU. KGNU who? KGNU better tune in to Sports Talk with Jimmy on Friday mornings. This is how we lose listeners.
Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Alexis Kenyon in studio here with Sports Talk host Jimmy Serfoss. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
So, Jimmy, what do you have for us this week? What's the big news in Colorado's sports world?
Well, as you may know, in the sports world of Colorado, running is a massive part of the recreational side of it. Lots of people do it. You're going to see a lot of 5Ks. The Boulder Boulder is massive. We see it every year. And then there's marathons. But what do you know about ultra marathons?
Nothing. I know nothing about them.
Well, sometimes they're called ultra running, and it's a minimum of 50 kilometers, which comes out to 37.6 miles.
Wow.
The craziest part about all of this is that it's not always on roads. They go more on trails. Now, these trails go in forests, mountains. A lot of national parks host these kind of races, and it's a massively growing sport. So according to runrepeat.com, there's been a 345% increase in participation in the last 10 years. And the amount of people that are running this, the kind of people that are running this, are probably not what you think. The average age of the runner is 42.3 years old.
Wow. That is not what I expected.
No, exactly. It's kind of a hot spot in Colorado for this sport. There's actually a race going on today in honor of 9/11. And get this, race is, weirdly enough for being Colorado, is considered a really flat course. So it's happening in Longmont right now. And there's multiple options of the kind that you can run. There's the 5K, and then there's the 100-mile race. And then there's a race that just goes for 9 hours and 11 minutes, and then one for 24 hours.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Now, one of the biggest stars in this race, in this running world, is Colorado's own Claire Gallagher. So Gallagher is 30 years old, and she's currently living in Boulder, where she's attending the University of Colorado because she's trying to pursue her PhD. Trail Runners magazine's Zoe Rahm called her a trail running superhero. And she's been doing it for a while, Gallagher has. She was a cross-country athlete at Cherry Creek High School. She did really well there. Now she has won the Leadville 100-mile race, the 100-mile-long Western State race, and the 101K CCC race. Now, that CCC race is actually a European race, and it starts at 3,000 feet of elevation. 80% of that trail on that race is unpaved. Her most recent win is at the Aspen Backcountry Marathon. She not only beat all the women in that race, she also beat all the men, which is not super uncommon in these trail running races. A lot of the times, the women and the men, it's such a long distance that eventually that gap really closes.
I was wondering about that as you were telling me about some of the champs.
Yeah, so according to her website, she had the fastest known times at the Zion Traverse race, which takes place in Zion National Park in Utah, and the Joshua Tree Traverse, 36.3 mile long race that Joshua Traverse is, and she finished that in just 4 hours and 46 minutes. That, of course, is also through mountain terrain.
Wow. Wow, that is impressive.
She's known for her environmental activism. She brings that along with her races. A lot of these are nature-based courses, and so she's big on preserving things like that. That's what she's going to school for, helping the environment. But knowing all this, you want to go for a jog?
No. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jimmy. I always learn something from your Sports Talk segment, so I appreciate you being here.
Be sure to tune in at this same time next week for the next episode of Sports Talk with Jimmy.